Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Believe it. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
It's never okay. It's never okay to desecrate the dead. It's never good.
That happened. So there you have that. Isn't it interesting that yesterday I went through the three times that Trump was asked to denounce anti-Semitism? Isn't that interesting? We played you all three responses. And the first response that he gave was, there's going to be a lot of love. And, you know, I know some Jewish people. In fact, I'm related to a couple of them. And then the second response was, sit down, shut up. I won. And then the third response was, it's the Democrats that are doing it. Isn't that something? I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. Meanwhile, the reason why he was asked to respond to the attacks that have been called in at Jewish community centers is because there have been 69 bomb threats called in January alone. On Monday, there were 11 bomb threats called into Jewish community centers alone. And then we had the desecration of a Jewish cemetery in Missouri, for God's sake, right outside of St. Louis. And so, you've got Birmingham, Cleveland, Chicago, St. Paul, Tampa, Albuquerque, Houston, Milwaukee, Nashville, Buffalo, both the suburban and the urban campuses have all seen bomb threats called in, you know, to Jewish community centers there. 69 bomb threats called in just in January alone. Nobody's been hurt, thank God. But obviously, you know, Trump keeps some very interesting company. He is in the company of some very interesting monsters with some interesting hairdos. We're not even talking about Milo, okay? We'll get there. But all of them seem to come from this one hellhole called Breitbart, poisoning people's brains with fake news, putting up ridiculous headlines that are all clickbait and just meant to get, you know, people to click through so that they could charge more for their advertising, and full of anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, it's an amazing thing. I remember after Trump won, we were saying we're all African American now. Well, now you know what I meant. Now you get it. Institutional racism, institutional anti-Semitism. I mean, all you have to do is look at some of the people that he keeps company with. You know, just read around a little bit. Steve Bannon, anti-Semite. David Duke, anti-Semite. Pete Brimlow, who runs VDare, which is a Nazi site. Jared Taylor of American Renaissance. Brad Griffin, Occidental Descent. Bannon said they're really helping on the campaign rhetoric. They're helping on immigration and other issues. Rocky Sadaya, American Nazi Party. I mean, really? And Richard Spencer.
Hail Trump. Hail our people. Hail victory.
It's the National Policy Institute is what this is. You don't even have to listen to the rest of it, but it's pretty damn disgusting. It's so full of hate. It's so full of, anti-Semitism. It's so full of anti-Islam, they want to take on every major religion in the world except for white nationalists, the white nationalist vein of Christianity. And I have to say it that way because, Christians who are not part of this get very upset when we lump them into this white nationalist version of Christianity, and so I have to respect that. But okay, let's just look at who he surrounds himself with. Obviously, you know, Richard Spencer is one of those ne'er-do-wells. You've got Bannon, obviously, on the National Security Council. Why do you think they had such a difficult time finding people to serve on the National Security Council? Because nobody wants to work with Steve Bannon. And last night there was some sort of a tweet about, the people at Breitbart were very upset with Milo, I can't even
it's like Yappy Dogalus or something.
They were upset with Milo, and they said that if Breitbart doesn't fire Milo, they would all walk out. Oh, I had high hopes, but I had to tweet, integrity and Breitbart in the same thought? My head is going to explode. If you work there, you've already sold your soul to the darkness. Are you kidding me? So today, Milo resigns, and this is news. Who cares about this miscreant? Apparently, Bill Maher does. But I got to tell you, this guy has called Bill Kristol a renegade Jew. He called... Oh, my God.
It was stuck. I paused it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he called Bill Kristol a renegade Jew, the Washington Post columnist, Ann Applebaum, a Polish-Jewish-American elitist scorned. Ben Shapiro, who used to work at Breitbart, he said that the site embraces a movement shot through with racism and anti-Semitism. Bannon's ex-wife, let's not forget, testified in court that Bannon has said he doesn't like Jews. He didn't want his daughter going to the Archer School because he didn't want his daughter going to school with Jews. He just, never mind the spousal abuse, which, you know, Pudzer couldn't get confirmed because of spousal abuse. Bannon's been accused of spousal abuse. Trump has been accused of spousal abuse. All these people all seem to gravitate toward the Trump. It's just and they all are anti-Semites. They all have had horrible anti-Semitic things, that they have said, noted and duly, put down in writing. The Jonathan Franks, who's the political director and executive producer for the Montel Williams Show, said on Twitter that his sources at AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, are privately apoplectic about Bannon being in the National Security Council. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's former spokesman, Adam Jettelson, said this, he expressed disgust when he found out that Bannon was going to the National Security Council. He said, it's easy to see why the KKK views Trump as their champion when Trump appoints one of the foremost peddlers of white supremacist themes and rhetoric as his top aide. Bannon was the main driver behind Breitbart becoming a white ethno-nationalist propaganda mill, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And of course, Bannon, is a misogynist, anti-Semite, domestic violence committer who has these stupid headlines. The solution to online harassment is simple. Women should just log off. Birth control makes women crazy. And that's just, those are just the tip of the iceberg. He said Roman Catholics want to boost Hispanic immigration to the United States because their church is dying. This explains why they want Hispanics to come into the country. He calls the Civil War the War of Southern Independence, which of course is a pro-Confederate stance, a pro-apology stance on slavery. And then the president, today finally somebody got on his case and said, you better say something because your daughter tweeted last night, how bad was it? Well, it was just, hey, we need tolerance for our religious institutions and, if my daughter did it, maybe I ought to say something. So finally, he goes to the Museum of African American History on the Washington Mall, the Smithsonian. Didn't go to the Holocaust to make this statement, but he went to the African American, which is a good start. I think he was afraid to go there because there would... if it were me, I would have had a display. I would have had some sort of a display about, redlining or keeping blacks from renting. And I may have had a big photo of Donald Trump and his dad and their court decision, Maybe that's what he was afraid of. But he went today. And this is the most pathetic excuse for a denouncement of anti-Semitism you've ever heard. He mixes it in with African-American. It's kind of like, that's why I say we're all African-Americans now. But it's kind of like, all this hatred against blacks, Jews, all the whiny people has got to stop. This is basically what he said.
Thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome.
It's a great honor to be here. I know President Obama was here for the museum's opening last fall.
And I wasn't.
And I'm honored to be the second sitting president to visit this great museum.
Oh, my God.
Today and every day of my presidency, I pledge to do everything I can to continue that promise of freedom for African Americans and for every American. So important. Nothing more important. This tour was a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms. the anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible.
Horrible.
And are painful.
Painful.
And a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
There are people who are committing anti-Semitic acts or threatening
to. You see, he said he was going to ask a very simple, easy question. And it's not. It's not. Not a simple question. Not a fair question. Okay, sit down. I understand the rest of your question. So here's the story, folks. Number one, I am the least anti-Semitic person that you've ever seen in your entire life. Number two, racism. The least racist person. In fact, we did very well relative to other people running as a Republican.
No, quiet.
I hate the charge. I find it repulsive. I hate even the question because people that know me, and you heard the Prime Minister, you heard Netanyahu yesterday.
Netanyahu.
Did you hear him? Bibi.
Bibi.
He said, I've known Donald Trump for a long time. And then he said, forget it. So you should take that instead of having to get up and ask a very insulting question like that.
The insulting question was, what are you going to do about this Orthodox Jewish reporter actually couched his question and had a preamble to it. And the preamble was, no one in my community has ever suggested that you are anti-Semitic. I have never heard talk in my community of you being an anti-Semite. That said, we do have a concern. He said, the concern is 48 bomb threats have been called into Jewish centers. What are you going to do? And he goes, you're not asking me an easy question. I don't, you know, I'm the least anti-Semitic. I'm the least racist. I won with blacks. I did very well with blacks, better than any other Republican did with blacks. Really? And he told the guy to sit down. And that was just the second attempt. The first attempt was an Israeli reporter who asked him, what do you say to people who say that your campaign is promoting racist tones or anti-Semitic, kinds of feelings? And, he wouldn't answer that guy's question because the answer for that one was, well, I won. And then the third attempt, he said, Democrats are the ones that are calling in these bomb threats. It's just so sad and sick. So today he tries to, wipe it all away because Ivanka and everyone, the people from the Anne Frank House, the Anti-Defamation League, the Southern Poverty, everybody is saying this is a pathetic excuse, okay? This is really a sad, sad state of affairs. He was asked to stand up and say something 3 days ago with Benjamin Netanyahu because the question got asked in the first place because there have been 69 bomb threats called into Jewish community centers in January alone, and because when they made their Holocaust remembrance statement, they left out the Jews on purpose. And Hope Hicks, who is the White House communications person, or she was at the time, she said, oh, no, we did it on purpose. We're so inclusive. We wanted to remember everybody, all the people. So you say 6 million Jews and 6 million who protected them. Do you know what I'm saying? It's and then the Bannon thing has got, it is making this National Security Council almost impossible to staff. Everybody's got the same question about this new general. They say he speaks his mind and he's a brilliant tactician and he's a tank commander and all. But will he be able to speak his mind to Donald Trump and not be removed? Will he be able to? And it's all because the last man in the room is going to be Steve Bannon, who is one of the most racist, ethno-nationalist, white supremacist, anti-Semites ever to come down the pike, at least in public. I think Richard Nixon was like that, but last night Carl Bernstein said, this is worse than Nixon. It's so much worse. That's saying something.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhodes, Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhodes.com.
Go to RandyRhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.